We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Our guy, Deshaun Tate, who joins us. It's March.
Yeah,
We found Tate's number again. What's up, Tate? How are you?
Man, I'm outstanding. I don't know if that was a trick question or not, but listen, it's March. It's all about the madness. And, you know, what better time is there? Listen, everybody's filling out the brackets. The baby filled out a bracket. The dog filled out a bracket. Everybody's in a good mood. Nobody's doing any work. Everybody's in the break room watching hoops. The most anticipated and the best, most unpredictable time of the year.
Well, we know who's in a bad mood right now, and that's Kentucky fans, Deshaun, after yesterday's loss. Tell me something. When you listen to Coach Cal saying maybe try something different, what do you think that different might be?
I don't know, but I know what I hope that different means, and that's to get a little bit more or not just getting more experience on this team, but your key contributors being the experience and not relying as much on the one-and-dones. If you kind of go back, and he's created this whole narrative for himself. Nobody, you know, told him to go and recruit one-and-dones and this, that, and the other, so on and so forth. Since they've done it in 2012, primarily predicated on five-star players, one and done. They did it in 12. Duke did it in 15. Since then, we haven't seen that with winning national championships in the country.
True.
Just walk with me for a second. I promise you it'll be quick. In 16, Nova didn't have not one. In 17, Carolina had one, Tony Bradley. 18, Nova had zero. 19, Virginia had zero. COVID had zero in 2020. 21, Baylor had none. 22, Kansas had none. 23, Connecticut had none last year. The best thing to do here, clearly, if it's really important about winning national championships, where if you look up at Kentucky's roof, you can see that. That's the most important thing. Then that's what you have to do. You have to go and get those experienced players. He made it very clear that he's about, you know, putting money in the pockets of his kids and changing, you know, the generational wealth for the guys that play for him. And if that's Kentucky standards now, then so be it.
How do you go about doing that, though, while also getting the best guys? If the best guys want to come and they want to go to the NBA after 1 year. So, teams have maybe not gone as headlong into the one-and-done thing like he has, but Duke's had some guys and some success, but not national championships like you're talking about. Other schools that have gone down that path as well, but I guess it hasn't resulted in trophies. But, you can't tell them to stop recruiting the best guys in the country because that is the name of the game. You got to get the best guys in the country, right?
Of course, but I think it is ultimately about the balance. I think he has tried that a couple years ago with, you know, returning some guys. And these days at Kentucky, if you're a sophomore, you're considered a fifth-year senior, it feels like. So
right.
think that, you know, there does have to be some sort of balance mixed in between there. You also have to be and this is a takeaway from him as a coach because I think he's a good coach, but I think he's an outstanding salesman even more so and a great recruiter.
Oh.
Sometimes
yes,
it's questionable what he is in terms of X's and O's and clipboards and things like that. But, you know, there has to be guys that really want have a feel that they have to have a need for a national championship and what that does for them, the winning and things like that. And it's hard to do that, you know, to put these guys together for, 6 months, a semester or whatever, what have you, to all be on the same accord, all have the same mindset, being able to manage guys who's really here just because they're looking forward to just being the best case for them to go to the next level. So that's for him to figure out. And I hope that is what he's trying to change, because if not, I think we're going to be looking at something similar happening over the next course of however many years.
Deshaun, I know we had one day, the first day was down is down from yesterday, and obviously the first game of Friday is on Northwestern and Florida Atlantic. But what was your bracket, your Final Four, and your national champion, and why?
Well, I think Connecticut is the best team in the country, and honestly, I don't think it's as close as people think that it may be. I know Houston is definitely right there in that conversation, more so than others I don't really believe in nearly as much. But I think it would be a major disappointment if we don't see those two playing for a national championship. Actually, this Connecticut team, I think, is better than the one last year. They have a chance to go back-to-back for the first time since Florida 06-07. I know you love that, Randy. But the other two teams that I picked in my bracket was I did take Creighton, which I think is probably the most difficult to choose of all of the regions, because you have a lot of teams in that region that I don't necessarily believe in all that much, because we've been talking about them getting to this point and they hardly ever do. That's Gonzaga that hardly ever busts through and win a national championship. Creighton has probably been a mid-major Cinderella as long as Gonzaga has and still hasn't been to a Final Four. Purdue, I don't think I really need to talk about what they need to do in this tournament. And there's a couple others, Texas, who has a great roster. So that one's probably the most difficult. I took Creighton out of that one. And then I took New Mexico. I took a flyer on this one. I think they're going to be the ones to do it. I think the Mountain West is probably the third best conference, if not fourth best conference in the country this year. They're going to be well represented. And, again, at the Final Four for the second year in a row after San Diego State did it last year.
One of the things we love most about this tournament, Tate, is what happened yesterday with Oakland. A team no one's ever heard of goes in and beats Kentucky. Who's today's Oakland? Do you see another team being able to make an upset like that today?
I don't know. I think it depends on how much faith you really have in Clemson, I guess. But they don't necessarily have the name besides playing in the ACC, which is typically maybe not this year's tough conference. But New Mexico, a lot of people don't stay up long enough on this side of the country to really watch. I think the toothpaste school could be a real giant killer. Colgate. Okay. I think Colgate could be a really tough matchup. Don't be surprised, Randy, if you get some notifications about toothpaste school all of a sudden. I think that they're a real player in this thing. Western Kentucky, I think, has a chance. I wouldn't necessarily say that they're going to be the ones to do it. I think they have a better chance than some think, because of the injuries from Marquette recently to some of the key contributors, Tyler Kolek and things like that. Trying to see if there's one more, because I think there were quite a few, more so today than there was on yesterday.
What do you think about Charleston and Alabama? That game is going to be crazy, but what do you think about Charleston's chances?
Yeah, I think Charleston had, I think, a much better year last year and had a decent year the year before, where they actually took that same North Carolina team down to a really tough game year before last when they went to the title. A lot of those guys are still coming back from that team. Obviously making it last year, they're not the same team, so I don't have the same expectations. I think it's possible because Alabama is predicated so much, not necessarily on his defense, because that's been kind of atrocious to a degree.
Yeah.
But they can score in bunches. A lot of that is because those three-pointers are falling. And if they're not falling on today, that's kind of being one-dimensional. I don't think that they can really afford almost – putting themselves in a position like we see with Virginia. If they get down by 10 and shots aren't falling, then they're in trouble. Grand Canyon was the team. We always look forward to the 12-5 matchups. I've been watching Grand Canyon all year long. Drew, that hit the big shot for Valparaiso years ago, right? He's now the head coach for that team. I could see that kind of rewriting the story all over again in the first round.
Real quick, because you did pick New Mexico, where your school, Michigan State, they're in that same bracket. Obviously, they're going to get ready to go against North. Oh, see, there it is.
Sparty party.
But you didn't even pick them to come out. You picked New Mexico, man.
And if you've watched Michigan State this year, then you would understand why I did. team that's got 14 losses on the year. They never played their best brand of basketball until this time of the year anyway. Would it be a shocker? Is he going to beat North Carolina? No. Did I put it on my bracket? No. however, we know what this time of the year is. It is Michigan State. It is March Madness. It is Tom Izzo. We know that this thing, you know how this goes. So they're gonna put some work in on tomorrow, and I think they'll give it a close game before they ultimately lose. So who knows?
Hey, Tate, what's Izzo doing whining about auto bids for mid-majors? What's that about?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't know. I'm still getting a little bit more information on some of it. I mean, the gist of it, but I don't want to get up here and play radio. So I'm still trying to put some information more about it. But I do think that, you know, a lot of guys are in favor of expanding the tournament. Izzo's just one of those guys who, no, I'm okay with it being what it is. If you're not amongst the best 68, you get 68. I mean, football.
68's a lot, man.
Football is about to get 12, and people are complaining that that might be a little bit too many. Regardless, if you're the 69th best team in the country to prove you don't get in, then you clearly didn't do enough. And that's on you. And I'm okay with it being what it is. Now, if it goes to more than 68 teams, is Deshaun Tate going to be stop watching college basketball? I don't think I need to answer that question for you guys either. It'll be interesting to see the way that it goes. In fact, I think before we get to a point where we'll see the tournament expanded, we will probably and likely see, which is weird, but the success that the NBA has had with it this year, we'll probably see an in-season tournament before we see the expansion of the NCAA tournament.
I hate change, Tate.
I know.
Hell yeah.
I hate change. Thank you, though. Great stuff, as always.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Enjoy the day. I know you will.
I will. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.